Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, and Dorit Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mitman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have one subject this week because it's so essential. It's a subject that you've heard us speak about for 30 years now. We've been warning about this. We Kahanists have been sounding the alarm about the Iranian nuclear bomb-making program that creates the real threat of an Iranian nuclear holocaust, God forbid. And we're going to talk about it because this week, the cowardly Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, once again demonstrated why he is such a disaster. He held a press conference and he showed charts and showed other things that the Mossad captured, things that Mossad agents captured in Iran. And it really was impressive. The Mossad agents amazingly got into Iran and got their secret documents, huge amounts of secret documents the Mossad agents got their hands on. It really shows that they were in into the internal parts of the Iranian nuclear program. They really penetrated with tremendous talent. It's the type of talent we came to expect from Israel in the Six-Day War, in the Entebbe operation, other things that in the past we saw Israel do incredible things with incredible talent. And Israeli intelligence is the best in the world. Israeli intelligence agencies are the best in the world. There's no question about it. And what they did in Iran was very impressive. Netanyahu, though, used it to hold a press conference and to reveal all of Israel's secrets, all of Israel's intelligence secrets. He blew this brilliant operation to hold a press conference to beg Donald Trump not to continue the Iran nuclear agreement, as if that's going to solve the problem. All of Mossad's intelligence operations should be used to destroy militarily Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. Not to hold press conferences, to militarily strike and destroy. If Israel can get that deep inside that program to steal all their secret documents, if Israel can do that, then they know the location of almost all of Iran's nuclear installations. And they can strike within those nuclear installations. They can do incredible damage to Iran's program if they can get that deep inside. The Israeli Air Force has the best pilots in the world, man for man, by far. And they could do terrible damage to Iran's program, and they could do terrible damage to Iran's economy. They should strike and destroy Iran's nuclear reactor. They should strike and destroy Iran's underground nuclear facilities as best they can. They should strike and destroy all the factories and all the facilities and installations where anything is being done to promote their nuclear program. They can do it, and they can do it very quickly. It would take a day or two, a day or two of massive Israeli Air Force strikes. And in addition to that, they should strike Iran's oil program, Iran's pipelines that they use to ship oil to other countries should be destroyed, and Iran's ports in the Persian Gulf and Iran's oil tankers, they should destroy the entire program. They should also destroy Iran's electric grid, and so that all of Iran will go dark. They can destroy all of that. They have the capacity to do all of that. They can make Iran dark. They can close down Iran's oil exports for at least 6 months to a year, which would be devastating for the Iranian economy, devastating, and would really threaten the stability of the Iranian regime. And again, they can do enough damage to Iran's nuclear program to set back that program 5 or 10 years. So it would take them 5 or 10 years to rebuild all the damage, and it would take them at least tens of billions of dollars, if not hundreds of billions of dollars, to rebuild, something which Iran, with their terrible economy now, would have a very, very difficult time doing. So they can cripple that program. The reason Pipi, the coward, doesn't do it, Pipi Netanyahu, the coward, doesn't do it, is because he's so afraid that he's going to make Trump angry, or he's going to make the UN angry, he's going to make this one angry or that one angry. He's so terrified. Also, there's a very real threat now because Iran is on Israel's northern border together with the Hezbollah terrorists, and they have 100,000 to 200,000 missiles on Israel's northern border in Syria and in Lebanon. That's also because of Pipi. Pipi allowed that situation to reach this point But you cannot ignore this continuing threat. It is going to lead to catastrophe. Israel must strike. But it's not going to happen as long as Netanyahu is prime minister. It's just not going to happen. He's not going to do it. He is a hopeless coward. A hopeless coward. Menachem Begin destroyed the nuclear program in Iraq in 1981 when Israel was much weaker. Ehud Olmert, the leftist prime minister, destroyed Syria's nuclear program in 2007. Netanyahu would not do what Begin did, what Olmert did, what other Israeli prime ministers have done. He's created a new policy where he is completely, slavishly dependent and begging the United States and Europe and the UN and other nations to protect Israel and protect the Jews, as if we don't have an independent country anymore, as if we don't have an air force, as if we don't have an army, as if we have nothing, as if the only purpose of the Mossad is to hold a press conference and tell Trump, you see, I got more information for you, public relations information for you, if you want to back out of the agreement. Netanyahu is a disaster, and Jews have been conditioned to the point where they are so impressed by this. They think, oh, Netanyahu, he really gave it to them in that speech. The Jews are now convinced that making speeches is the way to address a threat of a nuclear holocaust. If speeches was the answer, we don't need a Jewish state to make speeches. We never had to create an independent Jewish state. We don't have to have an air force. We don't have to have anything. We were making speeches before the creation of Israel. Speeches were made during the Holocaust. That's going to be the answer. That's what's going to save the Jewish people. That's why we have a Jewish state, because we will make speeches so that we can make speeches. The only one who has been truly understanding this issue and advocating what must be done has been the person that we are supporting, Moshe Feiglin, and the Zehut Party. And I hope we can get him in. By the way, according to the polls now, he's not getting in right now in the polls. He's not doing well enough to get in the polls. He needs 3.25%, as I've mentioned on many of our programs recently. So I don't know what's going to be. We're going to do everything we can until then, but we have time. We have time to still convince people to get him in, and he's a very good speaker. If he reaches enough people, and if we reach enough people, I'm hoping that we can convince people to elect him. Let's hope we can do that. We're going to do everything we can. We're going to try our best, because it's essential that he be in the Knesset. He's not going to become prime minister in the next election. But even if he gets the minimum 4 seats, he will be a voice of warning. He'll be like Churchill was in the British Parliament when Neville Chamberlain was signing his appeasement agreements with Hitler. Because Netanyahu is Neville Chamberlain, and the Iranians are Hitler. This is the same situation. The Iranians have the same objective as Hitler. And Netanyahu is more cowardly than Chamberlain ever was. Worse, even, than Chamberlain. And the Jews think he's so right-wing. They think he's such a tough guy. I mean, it is such a bad situation. JTF is so essential. Our message is so essential. Who else has been warning about this? Who else has been right on the money as far as all of this is concerned? Who else has told you exactly what's going to happen? Look at this step by step, how things are getting worse and worse and worse, and how we warned you all of this was going to happen. And no, Trump pulling out of the Iran agreement, if he does, and I don't know that he's going to do that, because he's a liar and he's also a bluff and a coward. But Trump pulling out of the Iran agreement, that's not going to solve the problem either. Yes, we think the United States should pull out of that agreement because it's dangerous for the United States and it does help Iran. But that in and of itself is not going to solve the problem. The only solution is a military solution. That's the only solution, unless by some miracle the Iranian people overthrow that regime and decide to change course. You know, unless that happens. The Iranian people, by the way, are filled with hatred for Jews, for Israel, for Christians, for the West. So they would not do it out of the goodness of their heart. They would do it because their economy is in bad shape, because the Islamic regime there has given them a terrible economy. If that happened miraculously, that would be one thing, but you can't depend on miracles. You can't count on miracles when millions of lives are at stake, when you can lose millions of your people in another Holocaust. You're not allowed to depend on miracles. It's a crime to sit around depending on miracles when God has given you the tools to solve this problem. God gave Israel the tools God gave Israel. By far the best air force in the Middle East. By far the best technology, the best pilots, the best soldiers, and not just in the Middle East, but everywhere in the world. Man for man, because Israel's a small country with a small army, but their air force, their technology, their Mossad agents, they're the best. They're the best in the world, by far. Of course, Israel's very small, so Israel doesn't have the great resources that a country like the United States has. The United States could do greater military damage if the United States really wanted to. But I don't see Trump doing that either. Trump's also a bluff. So this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to warn people. I just cut two Hebrew videos. I just did two more Hebrew videos, and Moshe Feiglin did a Hebrew video this week in which we try to bring the truth to people on this issue, in which we're trying to make people aware of just what a tremendous threat this is and how we're duty-bound to issue the warnings and to do everything we can to encourage action, urgent emergency action, to prevent a catastrophe, God forbid. We need you to join with us and help us so that we can wake people up before it's too late. We need you to help us financially. The more you help us financially, the more people we can reach with the truth so that we can wake people up, so we can put pressure on the politicians that are not acting like Netanyahu, Bennett, Lieberman, Derry, and these other pathetic politicians, Lipman, and these other pathetic politicians that are in Israel now that are leading the Jewish people to slaughter, God forbid. It's essential that we put pressure on them. It's essential that we reach as many people as we can with our videos. Tens of thousands are coming to our videos every month, but we need to reach as many as we can, and the more you help us, the more people we reach. And the more you publicize our movement, the more support we get, and the more support we get, again, it all winds up leading to reaching more people with the truth. So we need your help. We need people to get involved, and we need people to speak up, and we need to do everything we can. We are not allowed to be silent. 6 million Jews were murdered during the Holocaust because of silence. American Jews were silent. Don't go blaming the Vatican. The Vatican wanted the Jews to be murdered because the Vatican is a Jew-hating institution. But you can blame the Vatican, and you can blame this one and that one, and the Gentile nations didn't speak up. That's all true. But American Jews did nothing while their brothers and sisters were being burned and gassed in the concentration camps. Nothing. In fact, they supported Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the monster who made the Holocaust possible, who refused to bomb the rail lines leading to Auschwitz, who refused to bomb the death camps, who refused to do things that would have stopped the Holocaust dead in its tracks. The Holocaust could have been stopped. It didn't have to happen at all. American Jews have the blood of 6 million Jews on their hands by their criminal, cowardly silence during the Holocaust. And if we have criminal, cowardly silence again, that's another tremendous thing against us on the Day of Judgment. So we need your help, and we need to fight for the truth. You JTFers are among the few sane Jews in the world that understand this issue. Among Gentiles, by the way, many Gentiles do understand this issue. John Bolton, for instance, who is President Trump's new national security advisor, he has long been an advocate of Israel destroying militarily Iran's nuclear bomb-making program or the United States. So among the Gentiles, Senator Ted Cruz was an advocate of that, of course. That's why we wanted Ted Cruz in the White House instead of the orange Mussolini. Among the Gentiles, there's far more understanding on this issue. But Jews in this generation have been so brainwashed and so lulled into complacency and have been, once again, the worst instincts of Jews to have a ghetto mentality, to beg the nations of the world to protect them instead of doing what they themselves are capable of doing. This terrible mentality, this is what we have to break. This is what we have to end. And this is what Moshe Feiglin is advocating putting an end to. And this is what we in JTF and what the Kahanist movement has always advocated putting an end to. Join with us, fight with us. If we fight together, we can make this a better world, and God willing, we can prevent terrible tragedy in the future. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.